大家好，我是安娜。
And I'm Mike. What are we doing today, Anna? I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this.
Go to the hospital.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that. No one likes to go to the hospital. If you go to the hospital, it means either A, you are sick, B, you are really sick, or C, someone you know is sick, or D and E, you're a doctor or a nurse and you work there.
Right.
But most of us, it's either A, B, or C. You're sick, you're really sick, or someone you know is sick. So going to the hospital is not really a fun thing to do, but we all have to do it sometimes. We all get sick sometimes, our friends, our family too. So let's learn some words that might be useful for the next time you go to visit a hospital.
所以今天我们的 Picture Dictionary 的单元呢要带大家到诊所或医院来看看常用的一些好用字汇哦。Let's take a look.
Oh, my stomach. I gotta go to the hospital.
Just go.
Hospital. Reception.
Reception.
You must register at the reception desk first.
You must register at the reception desk first.
Operating room.
Operating room.
People wait and pray for their loved ones outside the operating room.
People wait and pray for their loved ones outside the operating room.
Ward.
Ward.
Debbie volunteers to help in the children's ward at the hospital after school.
Debbie volunteers to help in the children's ward at the hospital after school.
Pharmacy.
Pharmacy.
After the diagnosis, Susan went to the pharmacy to pick up her medicine.
After the diagnosis, Susan went to the pharmacy to pick up her medicine.
Ambulance.
Ambulance.
The ambulance arrived at the scene after the serious accident.
The ambulance arrived at the scene after the serious accident.
Emergency room.
Emergency room.
The medical team...took the bleeding man into the emergency room immediately.
The medical team took the bleeding man into the emergency room immediately.
Okay, so yes, visiting the hospital is something most people have done. It's not a terrible thing,
no.
Right? It's something you do every once in a while.Let's look at some of the steps that you might take to go to the hospital as a patient, as a sick person. One of the first things you'll do, of course, is go to reception at the hospital.
And take out your insurance card?
That's right. Take out your 健保卡.
健保卡. 你有带健保卡吗?
I have one.
健保卡.
Do you want to see it? The picture is so handsome, I can't show it to you. I look like this. That's great. Beautiful. So reception. Reception is usually a desk. It's a place where maybe a few people will be working in a hotel, in a hospital, in a big place where they have to kind of keep track of the people who are staying there, right? So if you go to a hotel reception, you say, hi, my name is, John Smith. I have a room for 2 days, and then you pay your money, you get the key for the hotel room, that kind of thing.In a hospital reception, it would be a little different. You'd give them your 健保卡, you tell them your name and maybe what your problem is. You have an appointment to see Dr. Jones or Dr. Smith or something like that. You're basically getting your name into the computer system so the hospital knows you're here and you're ready to see a doctor.
We've registered.
Yeah.
所以如果说是去挂号柜台啊，那挂号柜台其实在医院的挂号的柜台还是叫做 reception。那但是我们是看病挂号的时候，其实我们是做 registered 动作，因为我们必须要把详细的资料甚至健保卡给对方。那如果说是在饭店的 reception， 饭店的那个柜台的话，也是接待处，也是这个入口的那个服务处的地方呢，我们就会说。Check in 就变成是 哎，这个 check in 中文还是叫 check in， 就是登记入房的意思。
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So we would check into a hotel. We would register、at a hospital.
Right.
But we would always do it at a reception desk. Okay.、Mm-hmm. So once you've gone to the reception desk, if you're really, really sick and something is really, really important, they have to fix you right away.You might go to the operating room, the operating room, or the OR, as it's often called.、Mm-hmm. You might even see that on signs in the hospital, OR, or operating room. This is where the doctors in the green work, and they have all the knives, and they pull things out of you, and put things back in you, and sew you up, and, you know, do all that kind of crazy doctor、mm-hmm. stuff that they do to、mm-hmm. some people, right, in the operating room.、nurses and doctors will work in there, and it's one of the most important rooms of the hospital because that's where they do the very serious things to help people who are quite sick,、mm-hmm. right? Okay, so the operating room. Let's look at our example sentence. People wait and pray for their loved ones outside the operating room. People wait and pray for their loved ones outside the operating room. Yeah, there's often a waiting place for the family to、mm-hmm. wait. And then like in the movies, the doctor will come out and he'll be, you know, cleaning his hands and the family will go, doctor, doctor, were you able to save grandpa? And the doctor will say, I'm sorry.
We
tried. Couldn't, he didn't. Yeah, we did everything I could. We used、uh-huh. all our powers, but he died. Or he's okay or whatever. Uh-huh. Anyway, uh-huh. so the operating room is where they will do those things called operations or surgery, S-U-R-G-E-R-Y. That happens in the OR, in the operating room.
Right. 所以为什么 operating room 会叫做手术房呢？因为 operation 其实就是医生动的手术，或我们常说外科手术就叫做 surgery。那么其实呢，手术房的 operating room 呢，也可以叫做 OR。OR 其实就是 operating room 手术房。不过当然从挂号进到手术房这个过程好像太快了。Anyways,我们有时候看病啊，是的确是需要一些，不管是大的或者是小的手术。
Now, after leaving the operating room, or if you didn't need to go to the operating room, but you do need to sleep in the hospital,、mm-hmm. you will go to a ward. Wards in hospitals are basically organized by what your problem is. If you have problems with your stomach, you'll be in one ward. If you have problems with, you broke your arm or broke your leg, you might be in another ward.Young babies and young kids who are sick will be in the children's ward. So they have these different wards. They're basically like big rooms, and the doctors and nurses there will know how to take care of certain kinds of sick people. So this is very useful if you're going to visit someone in the hospital. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they are, but he had a bicycle crash and he broke his leg.And they'll say, oh, he'll be in this ward. So、mm-hmm. they'll be able to find people. Think of a ward kind of like a bedroom or a classroom, right? There's different bedrooms for different people, different classrooms for different things you study. Well, wards are the same way in a hospital. It's a way of keeping the patients with other patients with similar problems so the doctors don't have to walk、mm. all over the hospital、right. to see people. They just go to their ward, and that's where all their patients are staying.
So you don't say patient's room?
No, not generally.、
Ward.
Maybe in some hospitals,、mm-hmm. if you pay a little bit extra, you'll、mm-hmm. have your own money,、your、mm-hmm. own room if、uh-huh. you pay more money.、
Uh-huh.
But even then, maybe the floor will be separated into wards, right? Again, it's just to make the doctors、mm. and nurses' jobs easier、mm. so they can go and take care of same kinds of problems in one place.
对，所以在医院当中的病房啊，并不是像我们认知的病人的房间 patient's room. No.他们有一个特别的单字，就是病房，这个字叫做 ward，ward，W-A-R-D， 就是病房的意思。
Okay, our example sentence for the word ward: Debbie volunteers to help in the children's ward at the hospital after school. Debbie volunteers to help in the children's ward at the hospital after school. Of course, that's where young kids will go when they're sick and they need to see a doctor in the hospital. They'll stay in the children's ward. Okay, let's say everything's okay. You can go home. Maybe you're not very sick, and the doctor doesn't need you to stay in the hospital, but you do need to take medicine. Where do you get that medicine? Well, you get it at our next word, the pharmacy. The pharmacy is usually just kind of like one big room in a hospital. They might have many kinds of medicine in there. And of course, you have your little piece of paper, or they know on the computer, and then they call your name, and you go over, and they give you a bag filled with medicine. This is the stuff the doctors want you to take in the next week or so to make you feel better. All of that stuff comes from a pharmacy, and the person who works there, the people who work there, are called pharmacists. They know all sorts of stuff about medicine. Pharmacist is P-H-A-R-M-A-C-I-S-T. All right, so the pharmacy, where you get the medicine. For example, after the diagnosis, student Susan went to the pharmacy to pick up her medicine. After the diagnosis, the doctor saying, okay, you have a cold or something, that's the diagnosis, Susan went to the pharmacy to pick up her medicine. We should point out, pharmacies are not just in hospitals. Any of those places right. in the city where you can go and get your medicine, that's a pharmacy as well. And another thing we should mention is, yes, you don't eat medicine. A lot of people in Taiwan will use that verb, to eat my medicine. You don't eat it, you take medicine, okay? So I think eating some medicines would be bad. It tastes terrible. So we say take medicine. That can be swallow a pill or drink some liquid. Whatever it is, you're taking medicine, not eating or drinking medicine.
没办法，因为我们中文说吃药的吃就是吃。
Yeah.
所以我们常会用这个动词。
See, in English, when we eat, we talk about chewing and tasting and things like that.
Oh.
A lot of medicine, you kind of, it tastes bad. So you don't want to eat it or drink it. You just take it.
所以很重要的，因为吃有那一种咀嚼啊、品尝的意思。可是吃药真的就是给它吞下去，所以一定要用 take.medicine，可是我们的重点是在于药局或者是所谓医院当中的那个领药的那个领药处或配药处，那个都叫做 pharmacy。或你家附近可能开了一个药局，有时候去买买 OK 绷小护士，那也叫做 pharmacy。那当然药师是 pharmacist。
Okay, one other thing you might see around a hospital is an ambulance. Right, ambulance is that big truck that they use to carry sick people.From their home or somewhere to the hospital. It's usually white and red. It has red and white flashing lights. Whenever there's a car accident or, you know, someone falls down or someone gets sick at home, they will call, you know, 911 or 119, and then they'll send an ambulance to your home. And there's, you know, some people there who know how to take care of you. They put you in the ambulance, make sure you're safe, get you to the hospital.As fast as they can using an ambulance. And of course, whenever you're driving on the street and an ambulance is behind you, you should always move out of the way, people in Taiwan. I see this all the time. People not moving out of the way of an ambulance.
不是说到这个啊，其实我们大家都应该要学习一下，到底是车子要往右边移，还是要往左边移。Anyways, 要让救护车大家都有的共识啦。那这个救护车在英文当中呢，就叫做 ambulance.Ambulance.
Okay, our example sentence is, the ambulance arrived at the scene after the serious accident. The ambulance arrived at the scene after the serious accident. That would be cool if ambulances get there before the accident. That would be amazing.
当然不会有人知道啊。
Anyways, if an ambulance does get you, you'll probably be taken to the hospital, to the emergency room. Our next word, emergency room.Also shortened usually to ER, the emergency room as well. They'll take you if you break your leg, if you're in a fire, if there was a terrible accident and the person needs to see a doctor right away or they could die. The ER is the place to take that person. For example, we could say the medical team took the bleeding man into the emergency room immediately. That's right, he had a big cut, blood was coming out. Oh my God, get him to the ER, the emergency room. Remember,Don't go to the ER if you have a cold. That's not an emergency. It's for people who are really sick.
对，所以说到急诊室，当然就是要很紧急情况的 emergency 的情况才会去的地方。所以急诊室才会叫做 emergency room 或者是 ER.
Mm-hmm.
新冠小聚会。
It seems like you have the flu.
It seems like you have the flu.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice. 冬天又湿又冷的，实在很不舒服，对吧？在这种天气，要记得多穿衣服，多保暖，才能避免感冒哟。今天 A Plus 小聚会的句子是 It seems like you have the flu. It seems like you have the flu. 意思是看起来你似乎得了流行性感冒。其中的 the flu 指的就是流行性感冒。要记得，因为 flu 是不可数名词，所以冠词一定要用 the， 不能用 a 哦。那感冒的另外一种说法，我们还可以用 catch a cold 表示。For example, you catch a cold with your wet clothes. You catch a cold with your wet clothes. OK, 那现在再复习一下今天所分享的句子。It seems like you have the flu. A plus 小聚会，我们下次见咯，拜。
It seems like you have the flu.
It seems like you have the flu.
Chit chat.
And 甜点要点哪一个 ？An ice cream, cheesecake, or waffle?
哦，好难做决定哦，不知道选什么哎。哦，那我应该说 I don't know what to pick， 还是 I don't know what to choose 呢？
虽然呢 choose 和 pick 都有选择和挑选的意思，不过 pick 比较是用在一般容易做出决定的选择哦。像是喝奶昔的时候 I always pick strawberry, it's the best。 或是呢，我带我小外甥 Ivan 出去玩的时候呢，带他挑玩具的时候都会说 You can only pick one, 只能挑选一个玩具哦。虽然呢，在口语上的确 choose 和 pick 的差异并不是很大，不过若是你要强调某个事情让你难以抉择，或者是你可能要经过一番思考才可以做决定，这时候用 choose 会比较好哦。For example, it always takes me a long time to choose what to wear on a date. 我每次出去约会的时候都会花好久的时间选我到底要穿什么衣服。另外，我们常会用 choose between A and B 来强调很难做出二选一的决定，通常是因为两个都是你很想要的哦。比方说，我真的很爱吃甜点，若是硬要我选松饼还是 cheesecake， 我还真不知道选哪一个。I can't choose between a waffle and a cheesecake， 所以我应该会点 I think I'll have them both。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
虽然 choose 和 pick 都有选的意思，但 choose 是再经过仔细的思考才做选择的哦。For example, it's not easy to choose the baby's name. 而 pick 是直接从一群人或东西做挑选。For example, pick the pink one, it looks the prettiest.
Hospital. Reception.
Reception.
You must register at the reception desk first.
You must register at the reception desk first.
Operating room.
Operating room.
People wait and pray for their loved ones outside the operating room.
People wait and pray for their loved ones outside the operating room.
Ward.
Ward.
Debbie volunteers to help in the children's ward at the hospital after school.
Debbie volunteers to help in the children's ward at the hospital after school.
Pharmacy.
Pharmacy.
After the diagnosis, Susan went to the pharmacy to pick up her medicine.
After the diagnosis, Susan went to the pharmacy to pick up her medicine.
Ambulance.
Ambulance.
The ambulance arrived at the scene after the serious accident.
The ambulance arrived at the scene after the serious accident.
Emergency room.
Emergency room.
The medical teamtook the bleeding man into the emergency room immediately.
The medical team took the bleeding man into the emergency room immediately.